Oh, yeah, something else that really upset my family, upset me, was when John Kennedy was shot. Fascinated, and I know I was in study hall when they come over the mount. He was killed, and that we got off from school, and they had his funeral, and I remember we watched on the television, the black and white television, and we cried, couldn't help but cry, because that's when I got interested in politics, and I really liked him. He was doing things for people, and he cared about people. And I'm very strong in that. My parents were very strong. My daddy really liked him. Daddy would take people's boats and work clothes, you know, and stuff. And Mama was too. She said she'd never vote Republican. Neither would my brother were Republican. Never voted. And that happened. And then with us, during the Civil Rights Movement, I know Mother couldn't understand what was going on, and I couldn't either. I just couldn't understand. And I remember watching TV. Again, something happened with Israel. I know I watched for a long time because I remember it was on all day long, something with the Security Council from the UN. I never did understand why I did that all day long. It's something with Israel. Somebody had done something. And I remember it being on all day long. Those events. And then in 1977, I guess, when them all and then we were here in Alabama, we had to go back to help Mom and them because it flooded the worst it's ever done. That's when they lived. They had moved from the greenhouse to the Homer Bailey house. Bob put that house in Homer Bailey then. And that was their third house, but I really wasn't growing up in that house. I didn't live in it much. And we had to help Mom and them because it got over everything we had. The furniture, all the refrigerator, all the stove, all the soap, over the bed, and so everything else. Just remember, and I stayed 3 weeks to help clean it up. And again, there's still no sewage system. Now they're trying their best now. I keep in touch back with them. They're trying their best. They've got a grant. I think maybe it's still a sewage system. And this is 1996. This house is 1917 built, still standing. Has withstood and standing. And has withstood floods. And I know that we didn't have sheetrock walls. Part of it, Mama's sunroom on the back of Homer Bailey House was sheetrock, but those others were plastic walls. That probably would have been used. But again, you didn't have insulation in the walls. There was nothing inside the walls, okay? He had the windows. I know we took up the carpet and had it sent to Bristol and everything for that. What else you want to know?
I know you talked about JFK and being shot.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people think that, you know, in rural Appalachia that it's isolated, it's backwards, you know, everybody gets a picture of the hillbillies. TV has brought that along to the Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah.
You know, you had different shows that kind of portray the people in Appalachia as being backwards. And I know you don't feel that way.
No. The only thing is, you either went to work in the coal mines, which my dad didn't want my brother to go to work, or my husband to go to work in the coal mines. You either worked in the coal mines, or else you went to work in sewing factories, or else you went out and left. And by God's grace, with the missionary ladies, I was able to go to a Baptist school, the college. And my husband and his brother and them, they were so smart, they were able to get scholarships and stuff to school. No, we have our own way of doing things. Feuding, sure, you had people who would speak to one another, but the feuding, no. I was not a part of that at all. We just have certain ways of doing things, leaving away nature. Be a part of our life, and God is the center of it all, and he was very much part of it, even though now my daddy didn't get saved until much later. And like I said, Papa had to quit in 1966 because he worked not 4 months. The doctor next day, and he ended up with cancer of the lung, black lung, because he worked in mines so long. That's about all there is the mines. now that the mines, like the Pipples, have all shut down, and so many of the mines have closed down, it's almost a ghost town where I was born and raised. But you don't forget your raisins. You know where you come from. You know people. You knew. And it makes you appreciate so much more. And I was taught by my mama to save everything because she went through depression. And when I was growing up, we didn't have a lot. You may do with what you had. Like you may do if you wanted to play outside. And you took care of your toys. I've always taken care of my things and tried to teach you all not to destroy things. And that's the way it was back in the mountains. Now, you had some people who didn't care what to clean. That's anyway. You had people who wouldn't clean up around their house. Because Mama and them believed up cleaning up around their house, even though they had pigs and chickens and whatever. Now, when we moved in the camp in Clinchco, some people had some pigs and chickens and stuff. I know this one family had pigs on the floor. And that was awful. But they had what you call basically a stock wall that you just couldn't have everything. Some people had a cow maybe in the backyard and things like that. And the other thing, you didn't have clothes drying, you clean your clothes on the floor. On the line, that's fine. That was one thing I did when I was growing up, had to work. And I remember when my dad got sick, I mowed the grass. And I also sold Avon. And I helped pay for my classroom in high school and my teachers in high school because we just didn't have the money. You lived from week to week. You didn't have money. My dad never believed in putting money in the bank. He didn't trust the bank. And for years, even after he even started drawing disability and Social Security and the black team, it took him for years to even consider putting money in the bank because he didn't trust me. Which I can understand. But, it was just part of growing up, and I know I've always liked to do math and mechanical things, and I remember fixing the lawnmower. He was sitting on the porch when he was trying to get better from his lung cancer, from having a lung removed. He lived 20 years after having that done, that he was 66, and I remember taking the lawnmower apart. Having the lawnmower running backwards. But at least he runs. And stuff, and I remember my mother loved flowers. She had such a green tongue. And Papa never cared for flowers, but my mom always loved flowers, and that's the reason I liked them. She brought flowers from Virginia to Alabama, planted in my yard, and I will not move them because if I move them, they'll die. And she's always loved the flowers, always had a green tongue, always was able, she saved everything because she knew maybe one of these things I would use for something. And she learned to crochet when she was 9 years old, just like I've learned to crochet even after I met you. You have to do with what you have. And the beauty, Now you had people who just were on me. And packing a gun. My dad would pack a gun sometimes, Now on trips, I never knew what a vacation was. For vacation. We never went nowhere on vacation. I just know when my sister, she ended up getting married and she moved to Chicago. We went to visit my sister in Chicago. And I remember she took us walking down the street in Chicago. Never could get over that wind either. The buildings were so tall and I asked my sister, what are all these people doing? Because I've never seen so many people in all my life. Still, I'm amazed. Still, I'm overwhelmed. Where were they going? That's like they're going somewhere. We never. I guess you could say I lived a sheltered life, but I would prefer that life, not knowing. Knew it existed, knew things were bad in the world, knew there was other people. Because we had people that lived in the town that lived on Punk Road, what you call Punk Road?
What kind of people lived there?
They were Hungarians, they were immigrants. And then we had people, I remember, when we first did the AC Wharton House, before we moved on out the road. There was a neighbor next door, Miss Vanover, and they had an oven thing in their yard. I wish it was still there. It might be, you could dig under all that dirt, but they could nest it. And you could bake bread and oven outside. Had that. Then you had the Colossus who lived on Main Street. Names of police. You had your people. Everybody got along. And then you had the Hellas. They were Greek. They were so good. I was going to say it was mean, but in fact, one of them still lives today. Pretty rough baby. Loved to cuss a lot. I used to sell Avon. My mommy used to, and she loved animals. My mom sold Avon to her, and I did too. And my mother said, well, now just ignore Catherine. She's a wonderful person, but she does love to cuss a lot. And she cussed. She cussed a lot. And we go, we talk to people about the Lord. Because the Lord was the main thing, especially my mama, because that's how she's got through all these years. And with me too, have brought me through. And stuff. And, but that's one thing. Forget your prayer.
Mm-hmm. Tell me some more about the union. Did you have to pay a fee for the union?
Yes, they were a union dues. I think, I was trying to think, sometimes it's $10 a month, and
$25 a month, and then you had the borough fund set up through the union, you know, and you get so much. Even when Daddy died, the union pays so much for borough. I don't know if it's up to $2,000 now, or what I think it is, $2,000 or $3,000 that they'll give you to help bury, you know, union funds. And I know Daddy has to go to union meetings and stuff like that, and they had the union building. It used to be out there, you know where Aunt Alma and them live?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they used to meet in that union hall. Boy, I'm telling you, when they had the strike, it was just real tense time when there was a strike on. And you learned who your neighbor was and who your neighbor wasn't. And the scabs, you know, that's what you call them when they go to work out and cross the picket line. And if you did that, you weren't well liked afterwards. I guess you would call that the fusion time.
Mm-hmm.
You were not well liked in the town anymore. And I know some of the friends of Daddy, someone that didn't work in the mines, had wanted to work like that, and that wasn't right. They should know they're supposed to support the miners, because the miners was the main thing in the town. And the miners is like the company, you know, trade at the company store, like Marner and them. He was a supporter of the union miners. And things. And I just know that it was a tense time when they would go on strike. And the coal trucks, that's one thing I always hated getting behind, was the coal trucks. They had to haul the coal. And I'm telling you, lumps of coal. You've seen the lumps of coal in town. And they still use coal in town. Where I'm from, they still have the coal. Burn the coal. But a lot of the coal was shipped overseas and everything. And the miners, at first, when they was in the mines, they didn't make a whole lot of money. They do pretty good now, but they've had to fight and struggle for it. And I'm hoping it don't all shut off. But something else, I remember living at the house, in our three-room house on the river. Some stuff, we had used coal up there, too. We had a stove, we used coal. And how much it cost a ton, sometimes you could get it $5 a ton, $3 a ton, you know, and it went up to $25 a ton. A ton of coal, you know, and they bring you a ton of coal, lumps of coal. And in the coal bucket, I have the coal bucket and the coal shovel that we take from the house, and you call them a scuttle, and something else.